Worth the Pain. We heard an amazing story of a woman from North Korea who was imprisoned 20 years for her faith. She had only light clothing in the winter while the guards were bundled up. She would pray fervently, have third heaven experiences, and stay warm. She was taken to the firing squad and asked if she had one last request. She asked to sing and sang Amazing Grace. While blindfolded, she heard the executioner choke up, unable to say fire. She was marched back into detention. On a second occasion, the same firing squad scenario repeated itself. While she was in prison and having heavenly experiences, she heard voices praying for North Koreans. She recognized the voices as English. She knew as she listened to the voices that she would go to America. She was released and ended up in China working for the government. Her job was to arrange for speakers to come and lecture at colleges and before government officials. She met Lance Wallnau in America while representing the Chinese government. They wanted a Christian intellectual to speak to government leadership. The Chinese know that Christians will become 30% of the population by 2030. They can handle the positive values of Christianity, but don't want anti-government activities. It is a miracle that they were willing to listen to perspectives from Christians from the West. The woman from North Korea, after all her birth pangs, is bearing fruit. Greater openness to the Lord Jesus in a nation that has been closed. I think she believes that fruit is worth the pain. Fear not, little flock. It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Luke 12:32.